Jeff Fox Show. 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 Jeff Fox Show.
All right, Jeff Fox radio show online. I don't know if we should tell the folks where we are.
Jeff Fox, you get around. You get around. You get around.
We're inside the mobile studio of the Jeff Fox Show, the back of the Benz. And I get a chance to talk to Renard Brown, a wonderful artist, and we're going to find out about your journey and what you're doing today and where did the whole thing for Renard Brown start.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's go from the beginning.
All right, well, you know, born in the South.
Oh, where? Where are you from?
South Carolina.
Down south? South?
Down south.
No
down
kidding.
South. Down south.
That's
down
all
south.
Right. That's
South Kakalaki.
There you go.
South Kakalaki.
So that's hotbed for church.
Yeah. Grew up in the church.
Did you?
Grew up in the church.
Quiet.
Still in the church.
Yes.
Still in the church.
So
still
is that church. Where you get your foundation for your music?
Yes. Yes. Your foundation for music come from the church.
Right.
Come
right.
from the church. So I'm born, raised in it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Church. Home.
A Bible study.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Choir.
Yes, sir.
Mother's Day event. Father's Day. I know.
Right. You understand. You understand.
Your family. Yes. Church as well.
Yes.
Singing as well.
Well, mother. Yeah, my mother's a minister.
Wow.
She's a minister. Yeah.
Oh, a PK.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that true what they say about the preacher's kids?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know nothing. I wouldn't know.
So there you go. So that's your foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so now you got this love for music. You got this great foundation. And where did it go from there, Renard Brown?
Well, like I said, I moved up to New York, you know, to Poughkeepsie. So going to school.
When did you come here?
I say about sixth grade.
Oh, because you've been here a good while.
A good while. Okay. A good while, you know. And went to school, you know, and loved music, but didn't really do much with it then. I came back home, and, you know, a friend of mine introduced me to Bill.
Okay.
Billy, he was like, come by the studio.
Ah,
sing a little something, you know. I didn't take it.
Now, you know. Did you always know you had this great voice?
Nah, I enjoyed singing. I didn't.
Right,
know
you didn't
enjoyed
know.
Hearing me.
Ah,
sing, but I enjoyed singing.
Okay,
so
okay.
I enjoyed that.
There
I enjoyed
go.
That.
There
I enjoyed
go.
That.
There
so you know, so met Bill, went to the studio, sang something for him,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Well, what are you trying to do with it?" You know, and I said,
"And what is your style?"
I'm, what to say? You know, I like soul music.
Yeah.
You know, soul music,
oh, sure.
I would say,
oh,
so
sure.
smooth, laid
yeah.
back, you know, that
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
the music I grew up
okay.
listening to.
Your influences?
I'd say Luther.
Luther?
Luther, man.
Okay.
You know, Luther, I'd have to say Luther. I love Anthony Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Jaheims.
All right, and if you go back any further, of course, you have Eddie LaVert with the
Eddie
OJs.
Eddie LaVert, OJs, you know, yeah, you can't go Sam Cooke if you want to be.
Oh,
take,
okay.
You want to take it, you know, soul. Soul.
Well
Donny
studied.
Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the,
oh, my
taking
God.
The soul singers.
Oh, see,
soul
that's what it's about.
Yes.
That's what. So you in the studio, you and Bill, and you start laying down tracks.
Yes, we started laying down tracks from my first album. What's the name? The Soul of Me. The Soul of Me, and we laid it down. We did the album, and it just not to say that it took off, but it just I got a better response than I expected to get.
And that's something.
And that's something. Yeah, I got a
and
better
this
response.
And this is all original music.
All original music.
And when did you lay this first album down?
We did that in 2007.
Okay.
You know, my first I was a little skeptical. You know, like
yeah.
let me lay an album down.
That.
So I could
yeah.
say at the end of the day, I did it. My mama, I made an album.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I didn't expect much to come from it.
Right.
You know,
and this music you wrote.
Yeah, music I wrote, me and Bill and the team, and we wrote.
Wow.
Yes.
And did you get a chance to perform it?
Some of it. Yeah, some of it. Yep.
So that
yep.
first album's kind of like an experimental project.
Right. It was like an experiment, you know, like they knew, well, like I said, they got me more into
right.
it. I was just like,
right.
I don't want to, you know,
oh,
make,
okay.
make an album I can make it. I didn't expect the response that I got from
you know,
it.
I want to hear something from the first album.
You want to hear something from the first
yeah,
album?
Yeah, yeah,
okay, okay.
What should we hear?
Back to You.
Back to You?
Yeah, Back to You.
Tell me about this
Back
one.
To You. Oh, well, Back to You is a song that Bill wrote, you
okay.
know, that I think my voice fit kind of nice on. And it is just talking about, you know, how a young lady, you know, I love you, but you're no good for me.
Ah.
You know, and I'm trying to leave.
Right, right.
But it's something always brings me back.
Back to You.
Back to You.
Now, is this a personal story?
You would have to ask my partner.
Ah,
you know, I said,
he wrote that, right?
He wrote that.
Okay.
He wrote that. I'm pretty sure it probably is.
Right.
Let's
do it right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It's Renard Brown. It's from the first CD, which is called
The Soul of Me.
The Soul of Me. This one's called Back to You, right now on the Jeff Fox Radio Show online.
You see right through me.
Nobody knows me like you do. Yeah. I knew, baby, just to walk out the door. And then comes the loving, and no one loves me like you do. So I come running back to you. The soul of me.
Matter of fact, it's opening up the door. That's nice. I like that. Bill, come on. Bill's outside the car, everybody. Bill, the soul of me, back to you. You wrote that, right?
Yes,
Bill,
I did.
Tell everybody your last name.
My last name is Dubose.
This is Bill Dubose, who wrote that as a writer. We wanted to know the background of that song. Was that something personal?
Oh, Lord. Well, actually, Back to You was co-written with Vic McPherson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
His songwriting and his, oh, my goodness, is incredible. And we did a lot of work together back then. This was in the 90s.
Wow.
What I did, I heard Renard Brown's voice, and what I wanted to do was to bring it back again, like revamp the song, because it was perfect for him.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, it came to life again.
Well, it sounded really, really good. And this moved on to the second project, right?
Yes.
And tell me about this one.
Well, the second project was the name I'm Here. I'm Here. That's where we named it, and we wanted to get more, you know, modern. Wanted to do a little more of some modern
stuff. What's the name of it again?
I'm Here.
I'm Here.
I'm Here is the name of the project. We wanted to come a little more to today, get more of a younger crowd, because I'm, you know, a younger type of guy, and you know, so it was good.
Is this the project you're working right now?
No, my latest project called Acoustic Soul. I wanted to take it back to, it was like an extension of the soul of me.
Okay.
It got back to more soulful. You know, more of the old school sound kind of way.
When
you know, singing. I wanted to get back to that because I felt I left off there and I didn't finish
on
that path. And I think I covered that with the Acoustic Soul. I just finished off what I really wanted to finish off in the soul of me.
When you're doing music, especially as an independent artist, you're doing a lot of other things as well, right?
Yes.
You want to pursue this music career, but at the same time, got to pay the bills.
Yeah, it's the truth.
So how do you balance?
Well, you know, you try, like I said, music, I think, is my passion.
Right.
You know, my passion. At the end of the day, bills still got to be paid.
Right.
Because I said, you know, ain't nobody going to pay my bills but me.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, I still got to have lights, still got to have food. So,
right,
you know, I balance like, okay, the music is my fun time.
Okay.
Got to take care of business first.
Right.
Before you're allowed to have fun.
Right.
So that's the way I try to balance it out.
And you met some great people.
Yes. Yes, I have. I met a lot of great people along the way.
Oh,
yeah, a lot of great people along
the way. So, when can folks see Renard Brown perform out live in the area?
Base Camp. So I was singing with them regularly, promoting the album.
You got a lot of music out there. How do folks get all this great music?
Well, like I said, I have, you can look me up on CD Baby. I have iTunes.
Right.
You know, Amazon, under Renard Brown. You know, I have Facebook now, working on my webpage. Well, I just appreciate the people that have come out and support me, work, family, friends, and everybody that have took the time out to really appreciate my music and really get listen and give me honest feedback. I really appreciate each and every one of them.
Shout out time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do your shout outs.
But now I gotta, you know, thank my family. Gotta thank my family. Gotta thank moms. It wouldn't be none without moms. So I gotta thank family. Gotta thank Billy and Rosa. I wouldn't be nothing without them. I wouldn't be nothing without them.
Billy, shout out.
I wanna shout out the whole squad that we have here. Yeah. Base Camp, Najaran Productions, Lab Works, and Jeff Fox. I really wanna thank you for taking your time with us.
I really
appreciate
this. This is wonderful. We are here at the Palisades Mall, New York, and we having a good time. You know, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the project. We're going to close now with another selection from Acoustic Soul.
Ballad of the Broken Hearted.
Oh, man. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is another great song, in my opinion, that Bill co-wrote with another great, great gentleman, Jamal Brown.
Bill's bad.
And it's a banger. It's a banger. I think that's the first single off the album.
Okay.
It's a banger.
You guys got to support Renard Brown. I thank you so much.
Can I say one more thing, sir?
Yes, you can.
I can't forget my WCDOC family.
You got to do that. What's that mean? Tell me what that means.
Oh, that's the Westchester County.
There you go.
Department of Corrections.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Renard Brown today, the Jeff Fox Radio Show online. We're going to close with this one from the CD, Acoustic Soul. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Grown man on the surface, just a little boy inside. I use words like smoke and mirrors, and from the truth I hide. Afraid of rejection, I project myself as more. I might hurt you in the process, then walk right out the door. It's the ballad of the broken hearted, song of the selfish soul. One who takes without giving, hoping someone can make him whole. I'm
sing my song one day. It's the broken-hearted of the song of the selfish heart.
The Jeff Fox Show.